What's good about it? Thomas Midgley, a chemist at General Motors in the 1930s, invented both chlorofluorocarbons and tetraethyl as a lead petrol additive, thus holding the record for the most banned substances produced by a single man. Scientists first began to think seriously about CFCs in the early 70s, when the independent British scientist James Lovelock was the first to measure chemicals in the air. He is best known for formulating the Gaia hypothesis, which holds that the Earth is a single living organism, a self-sustaining system that modifies its surroundings so as to ensure survival. Science replaced God as a guiding concept for many people after Darwin. Scientists of the 50s waxed lyrical about man's synthetic future and predicted that most natural products such as wool and leather would simply be replaced. The author describes these people as glib polyester worshippers. He also predicted the sense of loss, grief and shame that many people would feel when realising that our separation from nature has been a mistake and that much more should have been done. Salt fronts occur when the ocean advances up a river, turning the water saline. In normal flow, the river pushes the ocean back, but droughts create a vacuum and the sea comes in. In extreme cases, it can overwhelm freshwater sources, so that salt water would overwhelm the water supply in taps. Tragically, given that the author was writing in 1989, he says that if we now, today, i.e. in 1989, we limit our numbers and our desires and ambitions, perhaps nature could someday resume its independent working, though not in our time and not in the time of our children or their children. And here we are, 30 to 40 years later. What do you have to watch? Not much. It is both enlightening and depressing to read something 35 years later and conclude that despite all the evidence, so little has been done.